Scrap Heap Challenge is back with a bang.
Welcome to the Scrap Heap. This glorious playground of junk is the setting for a new series of one of the fiercest and frankly ugliest contests on television. Here, for the next 10 weeks, we'll be setting two teams an engineering challenge to build phantasmagorical machines out of whatever they can find in our treasure trove of trash.
Over the past two series, our teams have knocked up an extraordinary array of mechanical masterpieces. Armed with nothing but a bench full of power tools and an acre of rubbish.
The only limits on what they can achieve are their imagination and the time. They get just 10 hours to build their contraptions. At the end of the tournament, one lucky team will be the proud owners of this, the Scrap Heap Challenge Trophy.
We're going to start the new series with a demolition derby. This week, the teams have got to build the most powerful demolition machines they can. And to put their creations to the test, we've given them a building to knock down. This one! Oh, well, bits of it.
This disused power station in Norwich needs to be knocked down, but blowing up those big old chimneys would be far too dangerous. Instead, we're setting our trainee demolishers to work on something their own size.
We've marked up some of the outbuildings around the site to put their demolition skills to the test. We've given the teams half of each building, either side of the yellow dividing line. They must remove all the bricks down to the white line. So the team's challenge is to make machines that can race as fast as they can from building to building and knock them down. Whoever pulverizes them all first will pile straight through to the next round.
First up are the Chaos Crew, a bold band of beefy engineers from Yorkshire. Armed with an encyclopedic knowledge of all things bodgeable, their latest cockeyed creation is a contraption for calibrating carrots.
I'm Andy. I'm the team captain. The team consists of Spike, who's been a close friend for about 20 years now. John, I've known him all my life because he's my brother. Together we're the Chaos Crew.
I'm John. I'm Andy's elder brother. I'm an engineer in the bottling industry.
Brotherly love.
We got on well. We've had his moments.
If there's any welding Spike, I'll be the one to weld it.
He never stops.
My name's Spike. I'm an HDV mechanic. As a combined team, I think we'll be hard to beat.
I've never known anything rile Spike yet.
There's no we can't build. We'll bother go at anything. We'll give it 100%.
There's no challenge that we can't really rise to as far as I'm concerned.
Each team is allowed expert help, and the Chaos Crew Giants have picked on pint-sized demolition superbrain Steve Garforth. Steve designs monster machines for Liebherr, one of the world's top manufacturers of demolition equipment.
Taking on our friends in the north are Southern Bells, the Beach Boys, a handy, sandy gang of chilled-out surf dudes from Cornwall.
I'm Chris, I'm captain of the Beach Boys, and we all surf together. Danny, yeah, he's the brains of the operation. He will come up with a really good idea. And Jamie, the mad inventor, he will come up with something completely off the wall. I'll take the best of their brainy ideas and I'll just slap something together.
My name's Jamie. I like to invent things. The first of them being the surfing machine. Basically a washing machine goes round with water in it and a little man surfs inside. The next thing to do is make one big enough for me to ride inside.
I'm Dan. If we do anything together, we tend to bounce ideas off each other. Our skills and talents overlap. I feel we'll be a very democratic team.
Hopefully we'll give the other teams a run for their money.
Helping the Beach Boys get down to destruction is top construction engineer Peter Cracknell. Peter's company engineered the Millennium Bridge, so it's only fair he takes his place on the scrap heap.
Welcome, brave teams, to my gaff. When the ball reaches the bottom of our scrap heap timer, you have 10 hours in which to build the finest,
the most divinest demolition machine that has ever graced this green and pleasant land. The scrap heap is yours!
But before the two teams can knock down their buildings, it's off to the drawing board to knock up a plan.
Demolition has come a long way from the days of the ball and chain. It's big business. In Britain alone, it's now worth hundreds of millions of pounds a year. But it's not all flashy explosives and tumbling tower blocks. Most of the real hard work is done by machines, which crush and crunch their way through walls and girders with deadly accuracy. Our teams must decide what sort of machine they want to make.
I'm thinking crane with a ball, instantly.
Beach Boys Captain Chris likes to keep things simple. He wants a swinging ball on a crane, but expert Peter thinks a battering ram could carry more clout.
Any action out of it at all? Go with the ram.
Ram or crane? Crane or ram? Ram or crane?
A ball is a bit kind of haphazard, you know? You want to be able to just ram in there and do it quick.
Why don't we marry the idea? Ball and chain and a ram. Swinging ram. Because that's how the medieval guys did it, didn't they? They had it, they swung it into the...
Game on.
Right?
The Beach Boys' machine will be built around the biggest battering ram they can bodge together. The plan is to hang their basher on chains underneath a giant A-frame. They'll need a system of pulleys to raise and lower it, and four ropes, one for each team member, to pull it back and then swing it to wallop the wall. The whole thing will be mounted on the chassis of a working vehicle, so they can bomb around the course.
Yeah, we're laughing now. That chassis, triangular frame, swinging, Ujima flip.
Find all these things next.
So if we have something that we can get a crushing tool up into the air, we can actually crush this brick.
While the Beach Boys have gone medieval, the Chaos Crew are heading back to the future with a modern, heavy-duty brick-crunching machine.
We've got to build something that's strong. We've got to build something that is powerful.
Heavy.
It unfortunately means it's going to be heavy.
For their mighty brick cruncher, the Chaos Crew will need some heavy-duty scrap to make those gnashing jaws, some sturdy girders for the supporting arm, and a working vehicle to race them round our destruction derby. There are many more moving parts, and as any scrap heap veteran can tell you, that means there's more that can go wrong.
A muncher, a cruncher,
we could call
a crusher.
It the muncher.
The muncher. We're going to make a muncher.
It's time to head out to the heap. The teams can use absolutely anything they can get their mitts on. Chris has been sizing up the opposition, and he's feeling a little, well, little.
Oh, yes. But the trouble is the other team's hands are so big.
Well, yeah, they're
going to be able to just pull the wall down without anything. So why are they bothering to build anything?
What is that?
It's ramming the old castle doors down.
It's a battering ram like that.
It's that kind of thing. A bit more controllable.
Yeah.
And we first thought, you know, we could all, you know, two guys either side of it and heave-ho.
Yeah.
You know.
So you're going for the medieval look?
Yeah.
I don't care. I like it.
Yeah, looks is everything.
Yeah. I think looks makes up for a lot on Scrappy.
Beach-loving coves Jamie and Dan have fallen in love with this classic orange holiday camper van. There's no battery to start the engine, it's stuck in the mud, but they just have to have it.
Our Spike's more of a white van man, and has found the perfect specimen in this rusty old Transit. He's a man of few words, but his roadside manner speaks volumes.
Spike or John, can you hear me?
But Spike, in true trucker fashion, is busy picking up a hitchhiker.
I think they've gone home, Steve. You frightened them off. It's down to me.
Are you shouting me, Andy?
Yeah, please, where are you, Spike? We could do with his van back now. We want to get cracking.
Very nice. I like your windscreen wipers.
The Chaos Crew are starting to live up to their name.
Oh, Spike! Your water cooler's gone down.
It's all right. It's Steve's water bottle.
It's straight down to business, cutting off the bodywork to prepare the chassis for that seriously modern muncher to go on top.
So you're going for the nice, simple solution here.
Oh, yeah. A nice, easy challenge.
What's the advantage of this machine? Because, I mean, this is going to be a very tough build, isn't it?
Yeah,
what's so good about this that it justifies all that extra work it's going to take to make it?
The accuracy and the force at the point that's required. We can actually take a bite where we want it, smooth, controlled, take our decision, and then take the action.
The Beach Boys' orange camper is on the move.
Looks like the Scooby-Doo van is coming in.
Well, here are we.
Brilliant. That's excellent.
brought a caravan. They're going to demolish a brick wall with a caravan.
Keep it going, yeah, keep it going.
Surfer Chris is delighted with his new holiday home.
Hey, this is nice.
Yeah, go. Compact and bijou, Mostyn. Compact and bijou.
No,
yeah,
compact it may be, but not quite enough to fit through the door. The good news is that with a new battery, the engine's a good'un.
Chris!
It's a bit of a shame, Peter.
Nah,
it's a bit of a shame. We could live in this.
Has he still got curtains and everything?
I know, it's
got
a little
sink.
Tap. It's got a tap and a sink.
Someone's going to be watching that into a huge...
Oh, and they went on holidays and that with their children when the kids were still young.
Oh, no, don't.
To see your own old family mobile home being ripped to hell.
The bodywork of the Chaos Cruise van is being swiftly dealt with. Yorkshire style.
Is there any important wires in there? There aren't now.
None that we can't.
Right, you can't fix. It's a shame, I'm in a good quality motor like that. Look at the state of it now. So is it going to get its MOT? That's the thing that's worrying me.
Yeah. Plenty of tax.
A little bit of underbody rust, but otherwise it's a good motor, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I can't understand why it's here.
Beach boy Jamie has come up with a simple and stress-free way of making the camper fit through the door.
One, two, three,
now!
It's off! It's off!
I reckon in an hour and a half they'll have finished. Yeah, we'll be finished at lunch.
Yeah.
Well, the Chaos crew want to go down the pub for the afternoon, don't they? Yes.
I bet you one used transit van.
I bet you one non-working diesel engine.
It's a beautiful thing.
Hey.
Game on!
While Beach Boy Jamie is on the hunt for something to use for a battering ram, the Chaos crew are also on the hunt for rams. But they want rams of a completely different kind.
Yeah.
They're after hydraulic rams to control the muncher. And they found a whole load of them on an old army trench digger.
We need them. All right. If we flash here...
Yeah.
Flash it off there. We can use that bracket. Yeah. That's on like a pin there.
We can flash that then.
We can flash that and then use that.
Yeah.
A hydraulic ram is a sealed metal tube containing a piston and hydraulic fluid. When the fluid is pumped in through a valve at one end of the ram, the piston moves out with tremendous force. If the fluid is then pumped in the other end, the piston moves back the opposite way. Each hydraulic ram is connected to a control lever, which opens and closes the valves. And the whole system is then linked to a tank of hydraulic fluid and a pump, which is driven by an engine. Most excavators, bulldozers and cranes are controlled by hydraulics, and the Chaos crew think they're just what the doctor ordered for their mighty muncher.
John's looted the army truck for the rest of their hydraulic equipment. They've got a control box, the pump and the rams.
The muncher needs three rams, one to move the arm up and down, one to position the jaws over the wall, and one to open and close them.
Excellent. Excellent, my man.
Are they okay, Steve?
That is wonderful.
Every week we select a judge to cast an eagerly but impartial eye on proceedings. This week it's John Roberts, president of the Institute of Structural Engineers and the engineering brains behind the Millennium Wheel. So what does he think of our team's designs?
The Chaos crew, they've gone high-tech and modern. They've got a hugely difficult build, and either it will work or it won't. Yes. There's no halfway house with hydraulics. Yeah. If it doesn't work, if they've got it wrong, if it leaks, nothing is going to work. On the other hand, over here, the Beach Boys, but I think the principles of what they're doing is good. Yeah. That's the way people always used to demolish buildings.
Right.
It took a long time. It was difficult, but it worked.
Yeah.
Each time they park the vehicle, they can only move the battering ram vertically.
They can get up and down, right, I see.
So they've got to be able to move the vehicle all the time.
Where's your money, do you think? Which team's your money on? If you had to make a choice.
That's difficult, but I choose the Beach Boys at the moment.
Right.
Those Beach Boys are sorting out their A-frame. Ex-tin miner Chris confesses his last metalwork project failed. Sad surfer that he is, he tried to make a metal surfboard.
We aluminium TIG welded the outside edge of the two sandwiches of the aluminium, and it melted the inner foam.
so it became floppy.
Right.
Needed a stronger one.
So yeah.
I mean, nobody's ever done it before. Have you ever heard of anyone else trying to do?
I don't think so.
Have you ever heard of anyone else building a battering ram on top of an old camper van?
No. Well, I don't know what the other team are doing.
Ah.
They could be building a battering ram on top of an old camper van. I don't know.
But over in Camp Chaos, there's some seriously grown-up engineering going on as they create the hydraulic system for their muncher.
What's the priority that the Chaos crew should have at the moment?
I'd like to see the vertical post and the arm. I'd like to begin to see that. Hydraulics is almost like a kit of parts.
Yes.
They've got all those bits. They need some work, but they're there. But I haven't seen yet what they're going to do with... Where's the arm?
The muncher's armless, but the crew aren't clueless. John's come across a massive turntable bearing from an industrial washing machine, and he has a nifty notion to put them in a spin.
Excellent. Andy, we've got a hit. Magic platform.
John's plan is to mount the turntable on the base of the van and build the muncher arm on top of it. Then, using pure Chaos crew brawn, they can swivel the whole device left and right. It'll give the machine a real edge in the manoeuvrability stakes. It's bodgetastic.
My Chaos crew are doing very well, actually.
They're not your Chaos crew.
Well,
actually.
I like to think.
Well, you're drawing on your northern roots all of a sudden.
Yeah,
I
I've suddenly become very Yorkshire.
Yeah, right.
Come on, Spike.
What?
Waiting for you.
I'm in my own world, me, ain't you? What do you want welding?
The Chaos crew get down to making the arm, and by gum, under them grubby faces, lurks formidable bodging talent.
Hard.
Captain's point of view, how's the team doing at the moment, do you think?
Oh, they're doing well. They're pulling together.
Yeah?
I've worked with better, like, you know what I mean? Hopefully John's not listening to that.
Where do the Chaos crew hail from?
Doncaster.
Doncaster.
Yeah.
Famous for Mr. Crapper, of course.
Who invented the toilet?
The flushing WC.
That's true.
If it wasn't for him, it's true. That's his name.
True.
It was his proper name. It's not rude. It's completely legitimate.
And the Chaos crew get their name from just general sense of lack of order.
That's correct. Can't you tell?
Enormous amount of oil all over the floor.
We're just not happy unless there's oil all over.
I noticed that. No, it was that there was sort of an hour early this morning when there was no oil.
Lovely.
And
yes.
Then suddenly.
With half the day gone already, the Beach Boys have a cut-down camper and a lovely big metal triangle. But there's no sign of that essential ingredient, the battering ram. Next door, it's chaos as usual. Yorkshire heavyweights, the Chaos crew, are basically building a JCB in a day, using ginormous slabs of solid steel. But there's brains here as well as brawn. These northern beauties have also got their heads around a high-tech hydraulic system to control it.
The Beach Boys from Cornwall are abiding by the Surf Dude rulebook by using a classic camper van like, yeah man, groovy. Their lovemobile will form the base of a very unlovely battering ram.
Oi, Chaos! I can see you!
That's a big one.
Bigger, stronger, better.
Yeah, but as articulates.
Might be taller, but it ain't going to be better.
Captain Chris has been sneaking a peek at Spike's wondrous welding, and it's somewhat dampened his own flame.
I've never really done much of this, so...
Right, a good place to learn.
I've blown a hole.
There is a lovely hole there, actually.
That's quite good, isn't it? It's not meant to be there.
On probably one of the most precarious bits of your machine, but no, that's fine. Go ahead.
On the most strength-bearing, load-bearing part, yeah. Yeah, you get that.
Talking of load-bearing, I mean, it's very beautiful and symmetrical and nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it strong enough?
Eh? Is it strong enough?
Yeah,
of course it is. Yeah, look.
Can you do that?
But behind that confident exterior, Chris is taking no chances. Just in case his welding doesn't hold, he's whacking up a few cross braces to strengthen that mainframe.
Over the wall, some northern beefcake is getting a bit cooked.
The Chaos crew, they work really well as a team, and they do.
They're working really well, and all of them can weld, all of them can cut metal, all of them can appear to be able to do everything, including using that huge lump hammer over there on the ram, which seems to be working.
Okay, pull it down.
Like a proper one.
Right. Without those crunching jaws, the muncher mouth is all talk and no trousers. But Spike has unearthed some heavy metal to mould into those massive molars.
What is it? Is that steel?
Yeah, steel, yeah.
Right. Pretty substantial stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's heavy.
Because that, right on the end of something like that, on the back of a truck, does suggest...
Yeah.
How are you going to get around that?
Well, we're going to cut the shapes out, yeah. They're not going to be as big and heavy as you think. We've got to cut them out. Fingers.
Right. But have you got some way of ballasting the other end of your vehicle if it does end up a bit kind of front heavy?
Yeah, we're going to come to that when we get...
Right.
We're going to sort that out later.
That's scheduled. That's
yeah, that's plan
trouble.
B.
What the Beach Boys have now is, well, a rather tall, spindly tent pole type thingy on wheels. Mm. The key bit of kit is still missing, that weighty ram.
So, who's your shiny pound on at the moment then? Which team?
I still think it's still got my money on the Beach Boys, providing the thing doesn't collapse.
Yes,
when they hang the big weight on it. And although they can check that it'll carry the weight now, we don't know whether it'll survive the impact against the wall. Yeah. And I don't think we'll be able to tell that until they arrive at the site.
Jamie has found some chunky metal gas pipe he thinks might bear the brunt of some brutish brick wall bashing.
Hey! Look at that. Perfect.
Peter checks the strength with typical scientific rigour.
Not bad, is it? I think I have to let it pass.
And we perform a highly precise technical weight test of our own.
Is it heavy enough?
Oh, it's very heavy.
Is it heavy enough?
The business ends of the machines are coming together. The Chaos crew make their jaws come to life, and those hunks in trunks hang up their beautiful basher.
When they're finished, these machines will come face to face with some serious brickwork. So does John have any tips for our wannabe wreckers?
Brickwork is overlapped like this. It's called bonding. But if you try down here, you've got the weight of all the bricks above you pressing down on the brick, and I bet you can't push that out.
Yeah, that's completely impossible to move.
Okay? So even in a simple wall, you want to start at the top.
Yeah.
But what gives walls real strength is the corners. And you just push against there. There's no mortar. And you can't push
it
over, so they've got to keep away from the corner. Roofs are very important. People think that the brickwork carries the roof. Actually, the roof also strengthens the brick wall. It holds it at the top.
Right.
So it stops you pushing it over.
Are there any major differences that we should be looking for between the machines, or it sounds like...
The jaw has got to get the jaw over a loose edge of brickwork.
Yeah.
It can only start at the top. The battering ram, they could just hit the wall anywhere. So with the Beach Boys, we've got to look for where they're actually going to use the ram.
Gentlemen, you have 3 hours remaining. 3 hours construction time remaining.
Right, Chris, 3 metres we want. Give us a shout when we're there.
The Beach Boys' ram is on chain pulleys to make it height adjustable so it can aim for different sections of wall.
To deliver maximum destructive power, the Beach Boys' basher needs to hit the wall at the bottom of each swing of the ram. The longer the chains are, the longer the swing will be. Their problem comes when they try to bash at the top of each wall. By hauling the basher up high, the arc of each swing becomes smaller, making each hit much weaker. So it's a trade-off between big bashes at the bottom of the wall, where the brickwork is strongest, against little knocks at the top, where the wall is weaker, but so is their machine.
290.
That's it.
Yeah.
290 it is.
Look at this mess.
The Chaos crew have redecorated their work area with an inch-thick coat of premium engine oil.
Do you want to come and talk us through your control panel? That's good commenting up, isn't it?
Control?
Wow, look at that.
Now you're going to ask me what they all do, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
That's definitely a control panel, though.
Well, to be honest, I ain't got the foggiest idea.
Luckily, Steve knows his knobs.
Yeah, the first one that you've got there should be the first ram, it'll take the second arm out and in. The second lever is going to be for the ram that we're about to mount, And that's actually going to change the orientation of our cutting device.
So that's doing that?
Basically, yep. From vertical to horizontal.
When it grabs hold, that's yep.
So it's just that one yep. plane. Yep.
And the last one is for the big Nashes. Ram on the shears that should break the bricks to the floor.
Break the bricks.
Because with your Nashes...
And that one there, by the way, is a gear lever.
Oh, that's
right. That's what we're doing. You haven't adapted that.
That's the language you understand.
You understand that one.
The Beach Boys are wrapping heavy chains around their basher to give it added clout. But cunning Jamie has done some lateral thinking to help them with a bit of lateral movement. Right, his yeah. aiming device means they can move the basher without moving the vehicle, like saving them valuable time in tomorrow's destructathon.
Teams, you have 2 hours remaining. 2 hours construction time at your disposal. Thank you.
How was that?
So polite. Very nice.
I don't like to be rude, you know. I like
and I think there was a reaction on the Chaos crew. There was a...
Was there? Well, that's an enormous amount of emotional range. The Beach Boys took absolutely no notice whatsoever.
But, nah. Yeah. They're getting ready for tea.
Well, I suppose 2 hours for them is like 500 waves. I should say it in terms of wave. You have 412 waves left. There we go.
We wouldn't dream of letting our amateurs loose on any explosives, but for demolition jobs on a grand scale, they're a vital piece of equipment. John Faulkner blows up 100,000 tonnes of buildings every year. Earmarked for execution today are these two huge boilers and a 420-foot chimney. Foolhardily, he's letting me press the button after I've laid the last explosive charges under the boilers.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
I've lost my breath completely there. Happy with that one?
Very much so.
On to the next then.
Teams, you have 1 hour remaining.
Back at the scrap heap, the Chaos crew don't need explosives to cause havoc.
John!
We've got a fire!
Fire!
I've learnt something today. I've learnt what happens if you burn through an oxyacetylene tube. You get rather a lot of flame all over the floor.
Undeterred, the team bodge on the last rams.
You got it.
Oh, that's a nice bit of weight there now, boys. That's a nice bit of weight.
The temptation is just too great.
Nice. Go on then.
Smash the end of that. Hey.
You quivering?
Oh, you are so.
I don't even want to see that piece of junk next door.
Weld the door shut.
Okay, John, so let's jump forward to tomorrow. Just imagine the two monster machines are face to face with the brick wall. Who's your money on now?
It's getting more difficult now because we've got a finished machine over there. It's definitely going to work, but it might take quite a while. Chaos crew still got work to do,
yeah.
But it's all just come together at the last moment. Yeah. The hydraulics looks like it could work. If it does work, it's going to make mincemeat of that wall.
It's the moment of truth. The hydraulic system is in place. All three rams are connected by hoses to the control box. The control box is joined to the pump. The pump is fixed to the engine, and the whole system is filled with hydraulic fluid. The big question is, will the muncher munch? But only one of the rams is working properly.
Actually lifted it, though.
Yeah, it did lift a little bit.
Steve thinks the hydraulics are failing because there's an airlock in the system. They've got to flush it out or it'll be instant extinction for the munching mammoth.
Teams, this is your half-hour call. 30 minutes construction time remaining.
We can't be nearly finished before the other team, can we? Surely.
Should we go and help them? Two, three, go. Hooray! Thank you.
working machine.
Not a great deal of movement there, quite a lot of noise and some squirty oil.
The Chaos crew have flushed the air out and they're ready for another go.
Two. Oh, this time. Three. This time.
Yes!
Yes.
And lo, from the swamp of the Chaos crew build area, the creature stirs.
But it works, boys.
Yeah, it works. It's
a runner.
It's a monster.
It's a runner.
Jurassic Park.
It was like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
And it was
coming through my bedroom window.
That was the most terrifying thing that's ever happened to me on this show.
10 seconds remaining. You have 10 seconds remaining. 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.5. 1.25. 1 second remaining. And that's it! Time is up! Teams, well done! Time to down your tools, mop your sweaty brows. You have done amazing work today. Tomorrow, we will test these monster machines at our very own Demolition Derby.
Yes!
Yes! She's beautiful.
After 10 hours' toil, the Beach Boys have a basher made from a seriously trashed holiday home, an old gas pipe, a load of old chain, and some weedily welded scaff poles.
The Chaos crew have a mechanical T-Rex, the Mighty Muncher. Bods from a transformed transit, with steel girders for limbs, a hydraulic heart, and hungry jaws of solid steel. They've come to do battle at this disused power station in Norwich. We'll leave demolishing the big chimneys to the experts. Our teams must pick on something their own size.
The teams will race to demolish three buildings around the site. Their first target is this garage. An identical amount of brickwork is marked out on each side. To keep them out of the way of falling bricks, we've added an exclusion zone on the floor. And to stop the teams demolishing each other, we've painted in a metre-wide dividing line in bright yellow. They have to demolish everything down to the line. Then once every single white brick has been knocked out, they can race on, leaving the other team to eat their dust. Stage two, and it's getting tougher. These walls are twice as thick as the garage, and there's a roof to contend with. Once the team have finished here, it's time to race around the corner and face stage three. Don't be fooled. This little wall is tougher than it looks. It's a blast wall designed to withstand gas explosions. The brickwork is a foot thick and it's reinforced with steel. It's a tough nut, but the first team to crack it will go on to the quarterfinals.
Teams, before you lies your demolition challenge. There are three stages, all must be completed. It's machine against machine in the ultimate battle of destruction.
When you finish your building, you'll hear your team's designated dong. For the Chaos crew. For the Beach Boys. And you can move on to the next.
Let battle commence!
Wide, Dave?
Yeah.
Take it nice and wide, Chris.
Yeah, please.
They look like they're going on a camping holiday. It's absolutely absurd. I can feel the ground shaking from the Muncher's machine. It's actually shaking the concrete.
It's like walking in the footprints of T-Rex, isn't it?
You could see your cup of tea wobble, couldn't you, as it went past?
Straight back.
Right hand down a bit. Right. Go for it, man.
The Chaos crew's getting their jaws in position.
Forward a bit, just a bit forward. Right, hold it there.
Take a slide.
It looks like strike one for the Beach Boys.
Let's go! They need to be lifting it up. They need to lift this ram higher up. Look, they're just knocking holes through the wall.
Yeah.
Well, why doesn't he lift it up and knock a big piece off the top?
And the Mighty Muncher is lunging in for its first bite.
Yay!
Forward! Go for
brakes. It's braking much further down than I thought it would.
It's taking out huge handfuls.
The Beach Boys are holding their own, but they're still behind.
Let go!
Look at that. That was a lot.
Oh, look, they've knocked a huge piece off now on the on the battery.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Walk around a bit, Jamie. Right there.
Ramming is slower going than munching. It's five wimpy bashes to one massive munch.
Brilliant.
Pull! Let go!
And again, lads. Go!
One, two, three, pull! Let go! One, two, three, pull! Let go!
Half the wall's gone and the Chaos Crew are making short work of the rest.
Come forward, one foot!
Up she goes. She's going to take another bite now.
We're going for him! Bring him down!
Here we go, another bite. Yeah, come on.
That's it, we're going for him! We're going for him!
Fantastic!
Bring him down! Bring him down! We got him!
Oh, no.
Oh!
It's broken. Oh. That is terrible.
We broke the ramp.
The combination of the muncher and a mouthful of bricks has proved too much for the supporting arm.
That's it.
It's buckled under the weight and the central joint has sheared off, landing on the muncher cam.
Oh, man.
Well then, lads, what can we do? Call it a day.
This has never quite happened before, because they could fix it. I bet they could fix it. They'd hoil it up and re-weld it and it would go. Nothing else wrong with it. So have you got a plan, Spike? You got a plan?
Yeah, re-weld it.
Are you going to try and re-weld it?
The top bit!
The Beach Boys are chipping away. New supports are needed, so Spike whips out his welder.
Luckily, you have the fastest welder in Britain.
He's the fastest welder in the West.
Okay, just go right hand down the touch. Right hand down the touch. Right hand down the touch. And hold it! Come on!
Three, four, let's go!
Yay! Right, come down!
Hold it, lads!
Let go! Okay, Spike. Go! Go on again! One, two.
The Beach Boys are nearly there, but this is the toughest bit of the garage. These side pillars are double thickness brick around metal rods.
Beach Boys, you've been dumbed! Move on!
They're still welding while the Beach Boys move on to the next part.
We want to go far to the right hand as we can.
Yeah, you want not an angle, you want to get over that.
They can't get the roof off this lot, so this is going to be more fun.
We'll see.
But this is 9-inch brick. This is double.
This is double the thickness of that.
Double the thickness of the last walls.
One, two, three, pull, let go. One, two, three, pull, let go.
The pin holding the ram has snapped.
Oh, pin broke. All right, lock the chain around it.
Oh, they've both broken. This is so scrappy.
2 minutes.
Oh, there's a bar welder on
I know, somebody's put it in.
They're going for a quick fix with rope.
Need to twist this rope
round. With the front, Peter, or no? Pull!
Gently.
Go! Pull! Let go!
Brilliant.
Okay, start baby up.
Oh my goodness. The opposition's back up and running.
The T-Rex is starting again. The jaws are working. She's lifting her ugly head and chewing through solid brick.
And we're going. And hit it. And again.
Another one of them, lads.
And hit it. You're going. You're going.
And they're onto stage two, too.
Three, pull.
The Beach Boys are getting through their side of the wall, but the strain of all that pulling is starting to show.
One there. Three, pull. Let go.
One more, lads. One more.
Let go.
Come on.
Chaos Crew are lining up to eat roof. Proof that machine eats roof. Fantastic.
Just perfect. Look at that. Fantastic.
They're completely thrashing that engine. The Beach Boys are down to poking out one brick at a time.
Turn it that way, turn it that way. Back up.
And the Muncher's still running at full tilt.
Don't blow up the engine!
The Chaos Crew's radiator sprung a leak.
What's that?
What's that one?
Can you get us some water, somebody?
Have
the red cap off. Take the red cap off and run it without it.
Just keep going.
Hang on, 2 seconds. Oh, it's still coming out.
It's a little bit of an overheating situation.
No problem.
That's nothing compared to what you had before.
Water!
Well, what's a bit of water loss? There's no stopping them now. It's neck and neck.
Down a bit.
The Beach Boys are on the final furlong of stage two.
Go central, Chris. Go central.
Right, you ready? Four, three, two, put the front down.
But the Muncher's catching up. It needs a non-stop water supply now, and they're thrashing that engine. The Beach Boys are ploughing through the last bit of building. But the Chaos Crew are working at maximum revs and are catching up fast. The Beach Boys head off round the corner to stage three.
Oh my God.
We're only going to get one driving this engine, eh?
The hose has burst away from the pump. There's hydraulic oil all over the floor.
Turn it off!
No! We lost the pump. Shut down!
Done amazingly well.
Not that size.
No spare fittings.
No.
You can't weld that in, can you, Spike?
I can, yeah.
Can you?
Weld it in.
It's Ali.
If ever the question is Spike, you can't weld that, can you? The answer's always.
Never say that.
Never say that.
Can't you weld
it? The Beach Boys make it to the blast wall.
Right, straight.
It's a foot thick, reinforced with steel.
Now's the moment of truth. This is the big wall. They need to
just
start.
Just seems to be slow but steady. But I think they need to start right at the top of this one.
Oh, did you feel that?
Nothing. That sounded horrible.
Didn't move at
horribly
all.
Solid. In fact, the van's moving away from the wall.
Let's go! 1, 2, 3, 4, let's go! 1, 2, 3, 4, let's go! 1, 2, 3, 4, let's go! 1, 2, 3.
How are they getting on there, Cathy?
There was probably a weld that most people would consider completely unfeasible to attempt to affect, but Spike's currently in on. Reckons they might be up and running again. And they're nearly through this building and should be on their way around to you.
This is the best bodge job I think I've ever seen.
Staying cold, the temperature's cold, Jamie. 2, 3, 4, let's go!
The Chaos Crew are up and running again.
Looking lovely. There she goes.
Trying to.
Here comes the Muncher for the last bit. Knocking those last few bricks off with her nose.
Keep coming gently as you come.
Hold tight.
Gently.
And the Chaos Crew make for the third wall.
When you get near there.
The Beach Boys are drawing on their last reserves of pulling power, and they're nearly there.
Go!
Here they go, here comes the others.
Look at the state of this machine. My heavens. Oh my goodness.
Go!
Step back!
It looks like the Chaos crew are driving their mighty monster straight at the wall.
Straight up! Go! No! Two off the side. Over this way! Okay, Elite, stop!
The Beach Boys are through to the quarterfinals! The Chaos crew work like Trojans, but they were beaten at the last moment.
So close!
Well done, lads.
Well done, boys.
Well done, lads.
Oh, well done, boys. Well done, Andy.
It wasn't enough.
Well done. Nice one. Congratulations,
Andy.
Congratulations to you, Andy. You've won.
The best team lost.
Yeah, I think you did. I don't know how we did it.
Next here on Discovery, our premier dream machine sees Mark get to work on building a classic Ford GT40. So called because it stands only 40 inches off the ground.